Tango Tango Papa 1894, January 18, 2015.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Concordia, Missouri. So I spent the night last night there at Edwardsville, Illinois, and got up this morning and drove on over to Olathe, Kansas. And then the trailer that I was picking up was already in the door, but they hadn't started loading it yet. And so I ended up being there for, I guess, probably about 4.5 hours. And they finally got it loaded, and I was able to get underway. So I made it over here to Concordia, Missouri, which is, I think it's like, it's exit 58 on Interstate 70, east of Kansas City. So, anyway, that leaves me, what does the GPS say? It says 483 to the first drop. The first drop is in, what is it, Cambridge City or something like that, Indiana. Something like that. It was it's in eastern Indiana along Interstate 70. So, and then the second drop is in Auburn. Both of those are on Monday. So the first one is at 6 a.m. and then the second one is in the evening. So should be able to make it from here to Cambridge unless, of course, as long as nothing goes wrong, should be able to make it to Cambridge tomorrow without any problem. So anyway, it was somewhat warmer today. It was the warmest temperature I saw was about 54 degrees, but it, on the other hand, it was fairly windy. Now the wind did kind of die down this evening. There doesn't seem to be any wind at all, or at least any wind to speak of, the way there was earlier. So I guess usually the wind is caused by pressure differences. You know, you have these pressure changes, and so apparently it kind of got it out of its system and it passed. So anyway, I'm kind of keeping busy, as opposed to all that sitting that I did, kind of waiting for the truck to get worked on. So, today there are these devices, and I've been aware of them. They've been around for a while. There's these devices. They're called Pico Projector. And I don't know how many people, there's probably a lot of people that aren't really aware of these things. Basically, the idea of a Pico Projector, P-I-C-O, projector, is sort of like a small, very small, pocketable, battery-operated projector. And these things have been around for a number of years, but to begin with, I don't think they were that great. And I think in more recent times, they're getting better. And now they're beginning to ramp up to the point where they're integrating features into them. So the idea of a Pico projector, why would you want that? Well, let's say that, you know, the idea would be that you would attach it to your mobile device, and then be able to project, depending on how bright the projector was, could project onto a screen or onto a wall or onto a ceiling, a good-sized image. And now they've, you know, they're kind of getting into, like, HD. So with a lot of these projectors are getting into 720p HD and beyond, maybe. So they also, a lot of them are, they'll have integrated USB ports, HDMI ports, what's the little micro SD card. You have different options as far as plugging these things in. And so now they're getting some that have actually have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. And most interesting to me is the idea of, and these things are, you know, they're about the size of a smartphone. Some are a little larger than that. But the kind I'm interested in are about the size of a smartphone and about the same shape as well. So what they're doing now, and I think the category is getting ready to, you know, because up until now it's been kind of a really niche category. And I think it's getting ready to kind of take off. And here's why. Because they're beginning to, these aren't just little projectors that you can plug something else into and you know, kind of have a PowerPoint projector in your pocket. What you can do with them now, because what they're doing, they're integrating operating systems in them, and specifically Android. So in the same way that telephones became smartphones, you know, you have Android or iOS as the operating system, and you have a smartphone. Well, now they're coming up with these little smart projectors because they're, you know, and the best ones have Android integrated right in. And so it's almost like having a tablet computer that's got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and it's got all of the capabilities, including the Google Play Store, where you can, you know, with the hundreds of thousands of apps and videos and games and what have you that you can install via the Google Play Store on the device. So it's essentially, it's like a tablet, but it has no display. The display is the projector. And so this is it's a pretty neat idea, because then suddenly you can, you can put the Netflix app on there, and you can put like Hulu Plus on there, and all of the things that you would do with a tablet, or the things that you do with a smartphone, you can do with a smart projector. And again, these things are about the size of a smartphone. And in, you know, and about and approximately the same shape in some cases. So, you know, I kind of was aware of these, and then I stumbled across something, a video, I think, on Amazon, or it wasn't on Amazon, but it was on, I know what it was. I was listening to an audio podcast about home theater, and they were talking about these things. They mentioned them, and so I ended up looking it up on YouTube, and that's what sort of got me interested. So typically what I watch quite a bit of video on primarily on my iPad, and you know, on the iPad typically it's, you know, I'll watch the video mostly whenever I go to bed. And before I go to sleep, depending on how tired I am, sometimes I'm not drowsy right away, and so I'll turn some video on. And so, you know, I've got to lay on. Now, the downside of using the iPad like that is that, you know, I have to lay on one side or the other, and I've got the thing either propped up to my left or it's propped up to my right. And, you know, and it's on the end, with the orientation locked so that I'm, you know, so that I, when I'm laying there horizontally, the orientation is correct so that I'm looking at the picture properly. So, but the downside is that I'm looking at it, you know, I have to lay on one side or the other. And so after a while, if I watch very long, then I'll get tired of being on one side and then I got to shift everything over to the other side. Well, you know, and so I got the idea, well, what would I use one of these little projectors for? Well, I've got a ceiling, I've got a roof here in the truck, you know, and the roof is, it's just a kind of a big blank area. So it would be pretty easy to project, you know, especially in a dark, because it's usually dark, you know, I have it dark in here when I'm sleeping. It would be really easy to project the image right up on the ceiling. And kind of depending on the projector and, you know, its focal length and what, you know, there's some different things that go into different models. You know, I could have a, like a 40, you know, it would be like a, the equivalent of a 40-inch television screen, widescreen, to watch videos on. And I could just lay flat on my back and do it and watch them, if, you know, if that's, you know, as opposed to laying on one side or the other watching the iPad. And so, I don't know, it's kind of an intriguing idea, and I think I'll probably end up buying one of these things. I just have to, right now I just have to kind of decide which model that I want. I think in 2015, you know, because if you look back through the videos of the last few years on YouTube, where you type in Pico projector, and as I say, these things have been around for a while, but they've, you know, in most recently they've gotten more sophisticated. And so I think in 2015, it, as a category, it may be poised to really take off, because you'd never know what you would use one of these things for unless, you know, now I have a use for, you know, at least the use that I just described, I would have for Pico, you know, a functional Pico projector that would have, you know, that have Netflix and everything, and it would be able to connect to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and like a Bluetooth speaker would be able to connect. I have a use for something like that. And I, who knows, I may find other uses for that kind of a device. At some point, they may integrate these projectors right into cell phones. There's really no reason that they couldn't. And in fact, I think in some case, in, you know, they've probably already tried it. This idea has been around. I've heard it floated, I think, the first time maybe about 3 years ago. They were talking about it. It never did happen. But I could see where, if Pico, if a so-called smart Pico projector becomes popular, if that ever becomes kind of a mainstream consumer item, I could see that that could eventually start getting integrated into certain cell phone models. You know, so it's an interesting idea. So I do think I'm going to get one of these. I just have to, you know, kind of find the, you know, kind of figure out which one is the best model to get, because right now there are some models that are already out there that are kind of, at least one or two that are kind of along the lines of what I'm looking for with everything integrated. There are a couple that are also about to hit the market. They've already, you know, kind of been announced, and there's prototypes, and I've watched interviews, and so the, you know, these things are ready to hit the market pretty soon. So it's a very interesting category. They, of course, they had some at this CES that, you know, that was from I guess about a week ago, and so I've watched some of those videos as well that people have put up on YouTube. So I think I'm going to buy one of these things, and but again, I'll just have to wait and kind of get the one that you know, wait until these two models. I think I'll wait until these other two models that kind of become available, and then maybe kind of compare them then at that point. So anyway, after I recorded the podcast the other day, it had been a while since I'd looked at Roy Masters' website. It's FHU.com, F as in Frank, or it's Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. And they had a quote from him. And the quote was to the effect that, let mention three things. And it was to the effect that these three things, if you had these three things, that evil would be chased out of the world. And it's actually quite profound, and it's quite true. So what are those three things? And they're pretty easy to remember. The first one is patience. You know, and they're... You know, the order, you know, this is just the order that I'm putting them in. So I don't remember I'd have to go back and look at his quote to read it, what order he put it in. But in the order, really, I don't know. You could argue about what order to put them in. But the first one is patience. Patience. The second one is honor. And the third one is self-reliance. So those three elements are really what we as human beings should not only strive for, but really strive to understand. To deeply understand. Understand deeply. You know, whoops. Whoop, hang on. I just knocked my headphones off. I've never done that before. Hang on just a second. Put those back on there. There we go. Yep, got them back on. I've never, in all the podcasts, I don't ever remember knocking my headphones off. But there's always a first time for everything. So, patience, honor, and self-reliance. You know, and as I say, if you could really understand on a very deep level what each of those things is, and really not just try to portray them to the world, portray them to your friends, because, you know, you can portray all day long, and it can be just fake and phony. It's got, in order for it to be, you know, to have a real impact on you as well as the people around you, it has to be genuine. But beyond just, you know, the evil in the world part, I'm not under any illusion that evil is going to depart from the world anytime soon. Not worried about that. However, my question to you is, do you feel anxiety? Are you happy with your existence? If your existence were to come to an end, an abrupt end, six hours from now, and you knew it, say a meteor's going to strike, and you knew it, and there's no escape from it. Would you be panicking? Would you be at peace with yourself? Or would you be in a panic? Would you be in a tizzy? What is patience? There's a line in the Bible, let patience have its perfect works, that you be entire, complete, and complete and lacking in nothing. Patience is really the opposite of playing God. The wrong side of our egos as human beings loves to play God. It loves to resent. It loves to judge. And that you just understand that is resentment. It loves to imagine that the wrong side of your ego sort of imagines that. The best way I can describe it is that you're hurling the mental thunderbolts as if your thoughts could destroy, just as God, you were God and your thoughts could destroy. Patience is the opposite of that. And by the way, I posted a link to a story on my Facebook page. Found the story, and it was about of course they're always doing studies and studying the brain and this and that. And so there's this story, and basically what they're saying in the story is what they're finding scientifically. This is science now. They're finding that the content of our thoughts has direct control over the molecular structure of our brain. Now, I already knew that. I don't have to have a scientific study to tell me that that's true. I already know that it's true. I don't know how I know. I don't know how I know. I just know. And I believe that knowing. So I already knew that. Beyond that, this article was saying that, our thoughts have control over the molecular structure of our brain. I'll go beyond that. Our thoughts have control over the molecular structure of our bodies. And perhaps beyond that. How do I know? I can't tell you. I know. I know what I know, and I know not to doubt it. So developing patience, finding patience, it's not about, you know, people think, well, I'm going to be patient with this person, or I'm going to demonstrate a little patience as if they were doing the person a favor. Ultimately, why are you patient? Why are you impatient? Because you're playing God. If you're going to be patient, you know, if you're patient with your child, most parents are, you know, end up being impatient with their children. But generally speaking, you want to be patient. Not because of, you know, you care so much about other people, places, and things, but because it's good for you. It's good for you to become patient, to learn how to be patient, and to figure out what, you know, realize what patience is, what it really means, what is it? What does it mean to have honor? What does it really mean to be honorable? And finally, what does it mean to be self-reliant? Because self-reliance is sort of like the opposite of what dysfunctional parents, dysfunctional families encourage. They encourage dependence. A dysfunctional family encourages dysfunction and dependence. Kind of dependence on the family unit, dependence on the handouts of a parent that loves to pull strings, pull the attached strings. Create a dysfunctional monster, manufacture a dysfunctional monster, and then sort of feel like they're God coming out of heaven to save this poor creature that they've created. So if you can become, you know, learn to be self-reliant, that's sort of, it's interesting because it sort of draws on, it causes you to look inward, and real self-reliance, if you're really looking for self-reliance and to understand what it is, it causes you to look inward. As opposed to, you know, looking outside of yourself or towards some group or towards some other person to rescue you. And honor simply means if you have real self-reliance, honor is, to a large extent, simply being true to whatever it is that enables self-reliance. And if you have self-reliance and you have honor, patience becomes much easier. All of these three things go hand in hand. And these things are things that we should be striving for. You know, and you can kind of throw all the rest of it out, you know, and people argue about, you know, people love to argue over specific things and, you know, and get lost in arguments about, well, is this right and is that wrong and, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These arguments go on and on and on, and of course they never go anywhere. The three things that we should be striving for. If you want to get rid of if you have anxiety, if you're not happy with your existence, as I said earlier, if you knew you were going to be dead 6 hours from now, and knew you were going to be, you know, that you'd be just deliriously unhappy, you know, and if you just kind of do a thought experiment. If you're unhappy with your existence, these three things, striving for these three things, and really deeply understanding what they are, could radically change your existence. Patience, honor, and self-reliance. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off, see if I can get headed to bed here in a bit. Hope everyone is having a great weekend so far, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.